You're listening to LCC Alumni Stories, a show dedicated to highlighting the amazing alumni of Lansing Community College. I'm Steve Robinson, president of LCC, and on each episode, I have the awesome privilege of getting to know one of our many inspiring alums and hear about their experiences at and since leaving LCC. The LCC alumni community is expansive and far-reaching. They're an incredibly diverse group of people, representative of all walks of life, working in hundreds of industries across the country. LCC Alumni Stories shines a bright light on our alumni who make a positive contribution on their community and showcases those who've overcome obstacles and barriers to achieve academic and personal success. These are their dynamic stories. My guest today is Calvin Jones, a 1994 graduate of LCC, earning a degree in transfer studies with an emphasis in business management and law. He currently works as the Director of Governmental and Community Relations at the Lansing Board of Water and Light. Calvin, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's great to have you here. I've been wanting to get you on the show for a while, and I'm excited that we have a chance to sit down and talk. So before we hear about your alumni journey, tell me a little bit about your role of the Board of Water and Light, and maybe a little bit about the board. You know, it's such an interesting and important institution here in Lansing. So what's your role, and tell us about BWL?
Board of Water and Light serves water, steam, and electricity for the city of Lansing, and then a number of ancillary businesses in and around the area of Lansing.
Yeah, full disclosure, I'm on that steam system here.
That's a good thing.
We are too. We're customers.
Absolutely, mm-hmm. Absolutely. And, you know, I've my role at the Board of Water and Light at this time is Director of Governmental Affairs and Community Relations. But once I started at the Board of Water and Light, I started as a laborer. I went into a leadership role in 6 months, and I've been there ever since. So I'm thoroughly happy to be here today and thoroughly happy about my job at the Board of Water and Light.
So I remember from my time in Lansing when I was here, before I went to Flint, Ohio, the Board of Water and Light is an interesting institution here, and your story about having a long career there is not uncommon, right? A lot of folks go to the Board of Water and Light and stay there because they're great careers.
Yes, it's like a family environment there. I mean, you get a chance to learn the intricacies of the business, but you also get a chance to learn a number of things about how business works in the electric, in the utility industry. And again, it's like working with a family organization, so you get a lot of educational opportunities, and of course, we have the largest apprenticeship here at Lansing Community College.
A number
of our folks come here to gain skills and go out and be better citizens in terms of working at the Board of Water and Light.
Well, that's an important observation, Calvin, because we do have this longstanding relationship that includes apprenticeships. You know, I would count Lansing Community College and the Board of Water and Light as two really important historical institutions in our town. The other thing that's really interesting, in other communities I've lived in, you've had these giant, giant utility companies, right?
Yes.
And Board of Water and Light is mid-Michigan. It's Lansing. It's us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Very cool. Now, your role is community and government relations. In this time where the federal government is so engaged in utilities, you have to be a busy man, right? There's got to be a lot of work on your part connecting with Lansing and D.C., for the board. So tell me, what's that like? It's got to be busy.
There's a lot of moving entities to it, and I have the pleasure of being in a position where I'm dealing with folks from Washington, D.C., the state of Michigan, and locally as well. So I built these relationships over time. I know these people extremely well. I know the process, how it works, that type thing. This is the first time this amount of money has come through the chute to work with. So we're really working to strengthen those relationships so that we can get our piece of the pie for the citizens of Lansing, Michigan.
Well, that's important because the infrastructure investments are huge and quite frankly overdue for a lot of communities, right? I was Flint, Michigan for many years. I know the Board of Water and Light's been involved in the kind of pipe replacement and things that we live through in the city of Flint. So it's really important for you to leverage those relationships to make sure those resources do good things for folks here in mid-Michigan.
Absolutely. And our we were the second entity in the country to take all the lead pipes out of the Lansing community, that type thing.
That
we have
so cool.
We've mastered different ways of how to do it more safely, more efficiently, that type thing. We've worked with officials from Flint mm-hmm. to engage them with the process that we've used so that their employees can do the work that needs to be done safely and efficiently. And quite honestly, we've been asked from a number of folks throughout the country how we did it, what we've done, and how things have been going ever since. So we're glad we were able to do that.
It's a great success story, and it's so important for health because mm-hmm. we know the devastating effects that the lead had in that water system and communities across the country. So, mm-hmm. you know, we are here at Lansing Community College engaged in the same kind of thing that you are with government relations. Just next week, we're taking a trip to D.C. to lobby our representatives and senators, making sure that they know what Lansing Community College does. So telling that story, that's super important.
Yep.
Now, some of that began here at LCC, right, Calvin? You tell me, let's get in the Wayback Machine a little bit. Go back to the early, mid-90s when you were here. Tell me what you were studying and how did you come to Lansing Community College?
My story started a long, long before I graduated in 1994. Mm-hmm. I in high school, which was back in the 70s, I came to Lansing Community College wanting to be a policeman. I wasn't 6 feet tall. And they said, well, you're not going to be a policeman. I said, well, okay, fine. I want to be a lawyer. And then once I came to Lansing Community College and found out, wow, there's a lot of reading, a lot of writing, and it minimizes my opportunity to really get out and engage with people.
Uh-huh.
So I said, I want to do business.
Yep.
And at the time I wanted to do business, people of color, men of color, were pretty much relegated to suit and ties on Sunday. And I said, you know what? I want to be able to wear it during the course of the week as well and have some knowledge about what I'm doing and how I'm doing it. So I went into the field of business
mm-hmm.
and I came to Lansing Community College thinking I knew all the answers about how to do this, that, and the other thing, and I failed. I got on the president's warning list early on.
Oh, no.
And I just was not comfortable at all. I didn't really know how to study.
Wow.
And I didn't have the ability to sit in a seat long enough to stay structured and study for my goals and objectives.
Well, you clearly met some goals and objectives. So what happened?
Well, I want to backstep one more.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
please.
In high school, I was always a tremendously gifted athlete. And because I was such a gifted athlete, it got me through a lot of things that I didn't really have to put a lot of time in.
Okay.
I would, as far as essays, I'd write a short essay and pretty much go to the encyclopedia and copy every word that was in there, that type thing.
Hmm.
David Hollister, our former mayor of the city of Lansing, was my social studies teacher who abruptly crossed, did a lot of red inkers on my papers and stuff like that and made me feel so bad about it. But it made me really focus in on history and what I knew about history and how I could become a better writer in terms of history. But again, I didn't have the structure to be successful in all of my classes. So lo and behold, I bailed out of Lansing Community College. The job I was working at was a local art company here in Lansing, and then I was laid off of that.
Mm-hmm.
And before that happened, I started thinking, you know what? I really don't have the skills to be successful here. What can I do?
Okay.
At the time, the draft was about to take place. It was just ending, and I got my draft number. So I had to make some decisions.
So your draft number was called up? Or you were assigned?
My draft number was called up.
So you not only had the draft card, but mm-hmm. your number was called.
My number was called, and I seriously thought about going to Canada. I thought about leaving this country, and I tell you what, I said it was a big decision to make at such a young age,
mm-hmm.
but I decided to stay.
Okay.
And I said, you know what? If I have to stay, if I have to go to the military, I'm going to do the best I can to represent this country to the best of my ability.
Okay.
But I also thought in terms of, so what are my long-range plans in
right.
terms of what I want to do? I wanted to gain some structure in terms of, you know, what I can do in life. I wanted to also get some money for my education
mm-hmm.
because I came from a family where we weren't given anything. We were pretty much blessed with having food on the table and going out. And
right.
I was a paper boy and shoveling snow in the summer or winter, that type thing, doing different things to make ends meet.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't have a lot of money, and education wasn't as high on the scale as everybody else. So I had to find a way to do it. So I went into the military. I said, hey, I want educational benefits. I want benefits after I'm done.
And, you know, I'll do my best to represent this country.
So what branch of service were you in, Calvin?
I was in the Marine Corps.
You were in the Marine Corps? Well, thank you for your service.
My pleasure. And all of the Marines that were there, there were more than 50, 60 of us that wanted to be Marines, and only 32 of us graduated.
Wow.
And I was number two in that class. And that tells you, you don't have to be the biggest and the baddest, because you have to be physically fit, and you have to also be intelligent in terms of different things that need to be done.
Exactly. So that experience, how long were you in the Marine Corps?
I was in the Marine Corps 2 years.
2 years, okay. And then when did you come back to school?
When I graduated from the Marine Corps, I came back to school right after that.
Here?
Here at Lansing Community College.
Great.
Yes.
Okay. I know it's a while ago, but tell me about your experience as a vet coming to school here. I mean, with your military background, were we easy to work with? Were you able to, you know, get going fast enough? Tell me about that.
When I came back to the United States and started here at Lansing Community College, I was very well received. But then again, you know, it was the ending of the Vietnam conflict. So
right.
Everyone didn't feel very good about people in the military.
That's right.
So there was a lot of animosity from a number of different perspectives. But the teachers and the instructors here at LCC, they respected the fact that, you know, I went off and served this country and did the best I could. And, you know, I was here to get an education.
Well,
and since I put forth such a great effort in terms of learning or wanting to learn, they were willing to work for me and work with me. I established what was called a study buddy. And I got, at that time, I worked with a unique counselor who made sure that I was able to attend the class and my social needs were met so that I could just focus my efforts on my education.
Oh, that's great. Was your study buddy former military as well or no?
Yes.
So
yes,
that's my, as doing this for a long time, I've noticed like military students stick together.
Yes, they do.
Right. And,
mm-hmm.
and that kind of unit cohesion
yes.
that you learn in the
mm-hmm.
service
yes.
is important here. And, yes. you know, a little bit of LCC history, the time period that you were here, you know, our founding president, who was here for a long time, also
mm-hmm.
former military. I think
yes.
there was a bit of a military culture
That's
here
correct.
At LCC. So I'm delighted to hear that. So you then do transfer studies
mm-hmm.
and you finish with that in 1994. Tell me what's
mm-hmm.
next.
Well, let me also share with the the transfer studies. You know, even though I was studying here at Lansing Community College, I really wasn't sure what I wanted to get into. So I started off in the law enforcement area. When I went to the legal realm, that didn't really work for me. So
right.
I went into business, and that seemed to be more of a fit for me.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I continued on with that. Now, I also had a full-time job at the Board of Water and Light. So I worked pretty much from 7 to 3 in the afternoon. So my school schedule was pretty much from 4 to 10 o'clock at night.
Long days
so
for you.
Long days, long nights. And you have to have support from your family and everyone else, because not only are you going to class, but you need that study time as well.
You do.
So you have to find ways to balance that out. So I felt like I had two jobs for a long, long time.
You did?
Yeah. And I went to LCC not with a full load. I pretty much took one and two classes here and there, that type thing. I tried taking three, and it was like having three full-time jobs.
I just
couldn't balance that out with all the other responsibilities I had. So I maintained what I had to do in terms of taking the two classes that I did. I didn't go to any parties, a lot of social functions I missed out on.
Right.
And a lot of family birthdays and everything else. But, you know, everyone understood that this was my goal and this is what I wanted to do to make it better for everyone.
So you've put your finger on something that I spend a lot of time thinking about and have strong opinions about. In our culture, we have this very sort of homogenous idea about what it means to be a college student, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's what you see in the movies, right?
Yes.
For the vast majority of college students in our country, their experience is more like yours, where they've got, you know, family responsibilities and a job, and are part-time students. And it sounds like, hopefully, LCC was here for you to help you be successful at the pace that made sense for you with your job and your life.
Absolutely, they did. Yep.
Well, great. And so you worked on the transfer studies, and what came after that?
After that, you know, I continued working at the Board of Water and Light, and the transfer studies as skills that I acquired
really gave me the opportunity to utilize my leadership skills. Mm-hmm. A lot of what I was going through, I was learning in terms of leadership, working with people, working, getting things done through other people, that type thing.
Right.
That helped me to excel at my job. It helped me move up into leadership in a number of different ways. And, the computerization time was coming into play. It gave me the opportunity to actually develop at our organization what is now known as online time. We were able to put together some processes that worked out extremely well and actually put together online time. We were going from carbon paper to the computer age, right. And we were actually leading that charge.
So when you say time, are we talking about time cards for employees? Or?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So
yes.
And that was a big, I remember that. I remember that. You know, so folks aren't punching in with a card anymore.
Well, they did punch in with the cards, but they also had to write down what they did during the course of the eight-hour day.
Interesting.
So we had time sheets that actually we had secretaries that actually wrote down, you know, what people did, that type thing, on carbon paper. And then at the end of the 2-week period, of course, they were given a paycheck because of that.
Right.
We were at the threshold of developing what was known as online time, where all of that was computerized, that type thing. It wasn't to take away anyone else's job. It was to make it easier for everyone.
Right, right.
And it's very similar to what we use today.
Yeah, and that was a previous role you had at the board. Now, tell me, when did this government relations component start?
Well, it evolved. And it evolved basically because of my skills of working with people and doing things that, I was able to accomplish, that type thing. When I came to the board of Water and Light, I came there as a construction laborer, and then I moved into supervision. I was very active in the construction field, that type thing. Did it for about 18 years. And finally, the leadership there came and said, Cal, you have a lot of skills, a lot of abilities. What do you want to do? And I says, you know, it's a shame that we make this money. We make billions of dollars, and we don't have anyone representing us at the Capitol. I said, we need to have a lobbyist firm that actually represents our best interest and the best interests of our citizens. And they said, Cal, that's a brilliant idea. And guess what? I said, what? I said, you're it.
You're it. That's what happens with leaders. That's what happens with leaders. Tell me what was next. So now you're in charge of essentially lobbying for the Board of Water and Light. How'd you get that started?
It wasn't easy, but once they asked me to do it, I, to be perfectly honest with you, I had given this some thought previously, and I said, you know what, if something like this were to occur, how would it work within our institution? So I said, you know what, and they gave me a minute to think about it. I said, well, here's how it can work. I can hire a lobbyist firm that can maximize the relationships that we already have in Washington, D.C.
Right.
And as far as at the state level, they can do that as well. Mm-hmm. I really wasn't interested in going to the parties and hanging out and doing those things.
Okay.
But I said, you know what? My strength is the local people and council, the local representatives, that type thing. These are the people that I already know.
Yeah, well, and I've witnessed that in my year and a half or so here. I mean, you are everywhere. Everybody knows who you are. This is good. So yeah. So those are relationships that you leverage to get Board of Water and Light what it needs.
Absolutely. One of those individuals that I leveraged my relationship with was Joan Bauer, right here at Lansing Community College.
We love Joan.
Joan, I mean, she was a great, great council member. Mm-hmm. I knew her even before she was on council, and we had a great working relationship as she was on council, and it helped to be able to sit down and talk with someone about the utility industry, someone I knew, someone that I could call anytime and talk with about anything. And she's been a tremendous asset. And the local, I mean, politics is really local.
Yeah, and it is about relationships, which is where you started. I mean, the effective politics is about relationships. And, you know, tell me, some of that must go back to your time here at LCC. What is it about your studies here or the things you've done that you did when you were a student that you think helped you build these relationships and be effective in this area?
LCC gave me the greatest opportunity in the world to come and explore in an institution that I was able to find out what I wanted to do without really knowing it.
Mm-hmm.
I knew I was always destined for leadership. And even in the Marine Corps, I was moving up in rank very quickly, and I was asked to stick around for officer training school. And I said, I'm ready to go home. So I knew my field of study would be in the leadership realm.
Right.
I just didn't know exactly where. So I prepared and thought about it a lot. I played scenarios in my head in terms of being a leader of different organizations. And I actually got out and started being on different boards throughout the community to sharpen those leadership skills. So when that opportunity came to fruition, I was ready to go. That expedited my leadership opportunities at the Board of Water and Light throughout the city and everywhere else I went.
Well, and it's been an incredible career, and we're very proud to have you as an alumni. I'm really glad we're having this conversation. Before we end the interview, I want to come back to something that I think is really significant that you said before the break. When you were first doing business here, you mentioned that as an African-American male, that you wanted to make this transition from wearing a suit and tie on Sunday to during the week. This representation, this is an important issue. It's an important issue for LCC. So what was it like as a black male, as a student? And what do you think has changed between when you were a student and now? Because we still aren't doing well enough for our African-American male students. So what was it like then, and what do you see happening here in 2022?
Well, Joel Ferguson was an excellent resource for me.
I can imagine he was.
He was our businessman that supported our midget tackle football team. And once I saw him in a suit and tie, and I said, you know what? He's the only one I've ever seen in a suit and tie.
Interesting.
On a Wednesday or a Thursday. And I said, you know what? That's what I want to be like. I don't necessarily want to be a Perry Mason or anything like that. That's what I want to be like. It was extremely difficult because there were no examples that you could actually see. He was the only one that I could see. And so I had to not only look at him, but see myself years beyond that in terms of being successful. And I said to myself, you know what? It's not enough just to be successful. I've got to be successful, and I've got to be in a position where I can bring others up. And that's what I do now. I'm not so worried about where I'm at right now. My job is I have a very good and very great career. My job now is to bring others up, especially women and people of color, into leadership roles because, you know, more and more this country, this city, this state needs to look like, be like, feel like, you know, the societies in which we live in.
I could not agree more, and it's actually moving to hear you talk about how you're being seen, but you're being conscious of being an example the way Mr. Ferguson was to you. I had the opportunity to show Mr. Ferguson my diploma. He was chair of the board at MSU and
yes.
had his signatures
mm-hmm.
on
yes.
my on my diploma mm-hmm. on my mm-hmm. wall. but representation matters, and this. What you said is so key to many of the things we're doing here at LCC. So thank you for being a great example in the community, but also for doing all that you do.
I also want to say one thing.
Yes, please.
One thing as well. You asked me how LCC made a difference in all of that. Probably the most important thing that LCC did for me is make sure that not only was I a good learner, and not only was I a good student, but I continue to be what's called today a lifelong learner.
Right.
And by being a lifelong learner, it means coming back to LCC, continuing to take different classes, continuing to grow, continuing to do the things that give me every opportunity to be the successful leader I am. And again, I'm not worried about just my success, but the success of others. If I can transition that over to other young men and women to help them along this journey, that's what I'm here to do.
Well, I know that you are. And so I just want to thank you personally for being a great LCC star, for being one of our alumni that we're so proud of, and also for doing all that you do in the community. This has been a great conversation, and I look forward to seeing you, because you're at every community event. I will see you.
I try to be.
We will see one another soon.
Well, thank you very much, Steve.
Thank you, Calvin. LCC Alumni Stories is recorded by Steve Robinson on LCC's downtown campus and produced in the WLNZ studio. The soundtrack, Who Told You, is licensed through DeWolf Music and was performed by Ian McCanty. Thanks for listening. Learn more about what our alumni have been up to at lccconnect.org. If you're an LCC alum and want to share your story with me, send me an email at steve_robinson@lcc.edu. Until next time, keep learning. This is LCC Connect on WLNZ 89.7 FM.